teeth. Run your tongue across your teeth. They're smooth and hard, and they're the hardest part of your whole body, harder even than your bones, made stiff by the same kind of mineral as bone, but packed in even tighter. They have to be that hard. Every day they bite, crush, and grind tough food, and they need to last. If you're young, some of your teeth are going to fall out, and that's supposed to happen. The teeth you start with are called baby teeth, and they're small because your mouth is small. But your head keeps growing and your jaw gets longer and wider, and soon your baby teeth are too little for it. So underneath them, bigger grown-up teeth have been waiting, hidden in your gums. When a grown-up tooth is ready, it pushes up from below. The baby tooth above it gets loose and wobbly, and out it comes. The bigger tooth slides up to take its place. Some animals never stop growing new teeth. A beaver's front teeth and a rabbit's and a mouse's keep growing longer and longer for their whole lives, a little every day. That sounds handy, but it's also a problem. If the teeth grew and grew and the animal did nothing, they'd get so long the animal couldn't eat. So these animals have to gnaw. All that chewing on wood and hard food wears their teeth down at the top just as fast as they grow at the bottom, keeping them exactly the right length. Your teeth don't grow back once they're damaged. Your baby teeth get replaced a single time, and after that, your grown-up teeth have to last the rest of your life. So it's worth knowing what harms them and what brushing actually does about it. All day long, tiny living things far too small to see are living on your teeth, and they feed on the bits of food left behind after you eat, especially sweet, sugary ones. As they feed, they give off acid, a sour stuff that slowly eats little holes into even the hard enamel. Those holes are called cavities. Brushing fights back in two ways. First, the brush scrubs away the leftover food and the sticky film those tiny things live in, so there's far less for them to feed on and far less acid getting made. Second, most toothpaste has a little fluoride in it, and fluoride soaks into the hard enamel and helps mend the tiny bit of damage the acid does, leaving the enamel tougher and better at standing up to the next round of acid. So brushing both clears off what would eat a hole in your tooth and helps make the tooth itself stronger.